Well, what is this for? Is that for the thing I read in the paper?
Yeah, he got 11 tickets. This morning, it was on a Thursday morning. He didn't work that day, see? So he said he needed mufflers on the bike, or baffles on the bike. So him and I goes down to that place on Cicero. We get baffles for the bike. We comes home, he fixes it up so that it wouldn't make noise, you know? So he said, okay, I'll pick you up in 5 minutes. So I says, okay, so I'm just gonna test it out. So the next thing I know, you know, it was an hour later. I said, where in the hell is he, you know? And I says, his boyfriend, something must have happened because he knew I was sitting here waiting. We were gonna go to the beach. And all of a sudden the police came at about 6 o'clock and they said, your husband's in Elmwood Park Jail. And I thought, well, disturbing the peace or something, you know? They said 11 tickets, $2,500 bond. And they said they tried stopping them for loud mufflers. And I knew he didn't have loud mufflers. I think it was because...
So that's her actual voice, right?
Wow.
So what Jodie Comer did was she listened to all of the audio. And then with her vocal coach, she had to decide. Does she want to go for a normal, like, Chicago accent? Because she was from Chicago, but she didn't have a proper... Like, she had a very weird accent, actually. Or does she want to base her accents off the audio pieces? And she said she wanted to go off the audio pieces. So they worked really hard. And the director said the one day... Jodie left set, but she had left all of her work behind, and he literally checked how she had taken each of her lines, and she had broken down each word as to how it should have been pronounced, and he was just amazed at, like, the effort that she put in. But then at the same time,
right,
her performance wasn't, like, robotic or like, you know, like, her performance was very authentic. She did a brilliant job with the accents.
Yeah.
Like, this movie, the reason I'm saying I love this movie is because it is the performance. Like, I think if you're into film, you're into acting, you're into costume design, you're into storytelling, you're into cinematography, you'll love this movie because it's just a beautiful film. Like, it's what a film should be. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if film is an art form, this is it in its
yeah.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. So I really enjoyed this film. I don't know if everyone will enjoy this film. I don't think everyone will enjoy this film. I still felt bad for the two people that I dragged into the cinema with me because I was just like, at one point I still thought, are they even awake? Because like, it's not, yeah, it's, but it was beautiful. It was beautiful. In my opinion,
yes,
it goes on my favorite films list. That's why I'm saying I think it's one of the best films this year because I've added it to my favorite films of all time. Bike Riders is there.
Solid.
Right?
Solid.
No, it's definitely there. Like, would you watch this or would you watch... This is a difficult question. Okay, give me a film, Ryan. This or Deadpool? Let's start there.
Obviously this.
This, right?
I expressed my concerns about Deadpool.
I know a lot of people will throw hate on us, but this or what other film? A Quiet Place.
I think this. Because of the true life element.
Okay,
The Quiet Place was true life. Yeah.
You? Then we'd be dead.
Yeah.
We already established that last week.
It's the true life. It's the based on true events. And like I said.
Yeah.
The depth.
This or Dune?
Nah, I'd go to Dune.
You'd go to Dune?
Yeah, I'd go to Dune.
Yo, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like...
Yo, I don't know.
It's nice. Good.
This or... I'm trying to think of like a film. You know... You know what? But... This...
Yeah.
This I'd keep in my... If I had a cabinet of like old DVDs... That are my favorite movies of all time.
I see that.
This is in that cabinet.
I can actually picture it in your cabinet right there.
Thank you. I can also see it.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. And I think also I was excited to watch it. I wanted to watch it. So my expectation for it was very high.
Really?
And it didn't disappoint me.
Why? Because of the...
When I saw it...
You saw the actors or the trailer?
When I saw it, I was like, Austin Butler and Tom Hardy are in a movie
did
together.
Did you ever read... Did you ever read like the, you know, what this film is about kind of thing?
Nope.
So no, actors,
I don't even know if I watched the trailer.
Watched it.
Oh wait, I watched the Vanity Fair thing.
Oh.
And then I was just, I wanted to watch it even more. And then I went to watch it and I was just like, and I actually want to watch it again. And while I was doing research, you know when research, you know, when, like, we've had this a couple of times, you do the movie show, you research a movie, you're like, oh, okay, cool. There's some movie shows you do it, and the more research, the more excited, right, the more you fall in love with the film, the more you respect the film, the more...
At some point, I stop. I'm just like, okay, now I need to go see the film before I make it add on anything.
I actually want to go watch more of Jeff's films because... This and one of the things he said was for him it's all about the story, and when he said that I think I resonated with him as a director because I was just like, that's what directors should be aiming for,
right.
Is that it doesn't, like he even said he won't slow footage down unless there's a very specific reason to do it for the story. So there were two points in this film where it was slowed down. The first time was the first time you see Benny at the pool table. It's a little bit slow.
Yeah.
The second is when she's on the motorbike and she kind of like falls in love with this whole world.
But that makes sense.
Yeah. Though. Only other. He's like, otherwise I don't do it.
It's a moment. Yeah. Yeah, it's a moment.
Ah, beautiful. If you haven't watched this film,
go watch it.
Watch it with an open mind, people. And comment down below. Maybe you disagree with us. Maybe you hated it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. Hmm. It really was beautiful. Yeah. So, speechless. But on that note, go and subscribe to Active TV. Go check out our other videos. And yeah, let us know if you have a film that you'd like us to review.
You guys will know what film we're doing next. Well, when our next movie show gets released, you'll know. And you don't know what it is. You don't know what the next film is going to be. So subscribe and we'll let you know.
Yeah.
It's a good reason. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for watching. We will be back next week. Until then.
Cheers.